FM. How are you guys going?
Good.
All right. We've got Amy.
Hi.
Stephen. And we've got Steph in the room today as well, who is Stephen's sister.
She's
and
she's going to
Help us out with our first quiz of the week, which is about the news. So we're going to do some current events. I'm going to see how we go with that. How was your week, guys?
Good.
Good.
What did you get up to?
Well, Mom went to Wellington.
I heard about that. I heard she had a really good time.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Wellington in so long.
Yeah.
I used to live. I lived there for 3 years. I did my university degrees down there.
Yeah, well, I used to live down there as well.
I know. I love it. It's awesome. Have you, Stephen? Have you been to Wellington before?
No. No, I have not been to Wellington before.
What do you know about Wellington?
That it's windy down there.
It is windy. It's because it's next to the Cook Strait.
I'm not going on a plane. It's windy.
It's super windy. It's but it's beautiful on a nice day. It's one of the most beautiful cities.
I was on a plane. It was really bumpy on a plane.
Oh yeah, my brother actually landed there a little while ago, and it was so bumpy that everyone on the plane clapped when they finally landed, which made me laugh. All right, should we kick into a quiz?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll let Stephen do this.
We've got two quizzes for you guys today. The first one might be a little bit tricky. It's about the news, so it depends. Well, it's actually more current events slash, well, from looking at it here, it's good. We'll check it out. And the second quiz we're doing is one that Amy picked, and that is about the TV show
After I Smell Starling.
Yeah, so your favourite TV show, which you're obviously going to know, I'd say, most of these answers. But the fun is, I think, Stephen and I and
well,
Steph...
Well, I keep watching I'm watching it again now.
Well, so you'll know it really well. But Stephen and I are going to have some fun by trying to guess the answers, aren't we?
Yes.
All right.
I do. I know what I'm about to say.
Let's kick into the quiz anyway. The first question here is, the music video of rapper Iggy Azalea's song Fancy pays homage to which film? Oh, this is interesting. Is it Clueless, Mean Girls, 10 Things I Hate About You, or Jawbreaker? All right, Steph's guessing Clueless. Stephen?
Clueless.
Random guess, Amy?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. All right, we'll go with the majority there, which is Clueless, and it's correct. Well, I like a quiz that tells you the answer straight away. That's really handy. Oh, okay, so we've got 10 questions to get through here. This is good. So, what is the most venomous snake in the world?
Anaconda snake.
The four options are taipan, a rattlesnake, a black mamba, or a tiger snake. Ooh, they all sound like pretty good contenders.
Tiger snake.
No, the first one was taipan. I might be saying that wrong. Oh, sorry, taipan. Maybe it's pronounced, yeah. T-A-I-P-A-N. Rattlesnake, black mamba, or tiger snake. So Amy's going with tiger snake. Stephen's going with, what would you say, Stephen? The most dangerous poisonous snake in the world. One that you wouldn't want to cross in the night.
Would you read them out again, please?
Sure, man. Taipan, rattlesnake, a black mamba, or a tiger snake?
Probably a rattlesnake.
I would go with rattlesnake too, because that's one that you always hear about in the desert that people come across and... The first one, all right. Steph's going with taipan, Stephen and I are going with rattlesnake, and Amy's going with tiger snake. So we're going to go with the majority there, which is Stephen and I, which is rattlesnake. It's wrong. It's actually, Steph, you're right. It was the taipan. However you say that.
I hate nice.
What year was Justin Trudeau, so he's the Prime Minister of Canada, what year was he elected as the PM of Canada? Prime Minister of Canada. When was he elected? So it was either 2013, 2014, 2015, or 2016?
2015.
All right. 15. Any guesses, Stephen?
2014.
14. Steph? 15. All right. Majority is 15. Let's go. That was correct. Well done, everyone. Next question. What did New Zealand cricket legend Lance Cairns Lance Kins call his bat? That's a weird one. Okay, so probably guesses here. Any cricket fans in the room? Stephen, do you like cricket?
No, not really.
All right, this is going to be a tough one. I'm on the same boat with you guys. I kind of like cricket, but I don't know too much about it. So this guy Lance, what do we guess he'd call his cricket bat? Jumbo? Excalibur? Excelsior or Exterminator?
Exterminator.
Or Octavius?
Octavius.
No, it's one of these. Jumbo and all these X.
Dumbo.
All these words that start with EX. All right, Steph's going with number two. I'm going to go with number two because I have no idea. All right, number two. Randomly, that was correct. How many times have the Black Ferns won the Rugby World Cup?
Not from my understanding, not.
How many times have the Black Ferns won the Rugby World Cup? 6, 3, 5, or 2. Now, if that were the All Blacks, I'd go with the highest number because they are. And I think.
I'm
going
to
two. I'm going to guess the women's rugby in New Zealand is quite. They're quite good. I'm going to guess. So, Amy, you're with. Yeah, so I'm going to go with 3. Just cut it down the middle. 2, 3. And Stephen, what would you say?
2.
Literally winning the World Cup. Okay, we'll go with 2. We'll see what happens.
I mean, it might be 1.
It was actually 5. Yeah.
Now you need to listen now.
Amy?
The Ganges, the River Ganges, flows through which two countries? India and Bangladesh, India and Bhutan, India and Nepal, or Bangladesh and Myanmar?
Bangladesh and Myanmar.
India.
India's on 3 of those. So that's a strong guess. India and... I'm going to go India and Nepal.
What are you doing to that, Amy?
I tell you, see.
All right. Okay, we'll go as a collective, India and Nepal. Here we go. India and Bangladesh. So your gut instinct, Stephanie, was correct. So the Ganges runs through India and Bangladesh. See, we're learning stuff. This is awesome. Yeah. In which country is the Cathedral of Saint Sava? Stephen, this one's for you. Turkey, Belgium, Italy, or Serbia?
Turkey.
All right, here we go. Serbia. 3 to go. Newton's first law of motion describes which principle? This is like science class, so bear with us. Gravity, momentum, friction, or inertia? So that's Newton's first law of motion describes which principle? Gravity, momentum, friction, or inertia?
Inertia.
Inertia.
All right, rolling with inertia, which is kind of like momentum. Oh, it was correct. Well done, team.
Woohoo! I got it right.
Yeah,
I did science at school.
Yeah, well, that's it, right? That's good.
DZ science at school.
Yeah, it's all like fifth form. For any international listeners right now, fifth form is equivalent to, 11th grade? 10th grade. Either way, it's 2 years before you finish high school. What is the main ingredient in the Lebanese dip? Toum. T-O-U-M. Toum. This is going to be a guess, so let's just take a stab. Eggplant, chickpeas, garlic, or yogurt?
Eggplant.
All right, we'll go with Amy's eggplant. It was garlic.
Oh.
Yeah. All good contenders. And the very last question. What is the colour of star on Wonder Woman's crown? Sorry, the star on Wonder Woman's crown. What is the colour of the star on Wonder Woman's star?
I don't know.
It's gold, silver, blue, or red?
Gold.
All right, going with gold. It's actually red.
Yeah. I don't want to listen to it.
All right, we're going to cut to a song here, and this is one that Amy asked for. It's by Keith Urban. Do you remember which one it was, Ames?
Yeah. Somebody's...
Somebody Like You.
So is it Somebody Like You by Keith Urban?
On Speakeasy FM.
On Speakeasy FM.
Somebody Like You from Keith Urban.
All right. What do you like about that song, Ames? It's a very good song.
My dad picked this song for me to play.
Yeah, so. Cool. Somebody Like You. All right.
And he's married to an actress, so I know.
That's cool. So it's Friday. Stephen, what are you doing tonight? You said you were going to watch some TV?
Yeah, Shortland Street.
Shortland Street. We've talked about Shortland Street a couple of times on the show.
Yes.
Because you really like it, don't you? And we know people that work on that show.
Yeah, everyone. There's always someone that works somewhere.
I know. Well, it's New Zealand. It's such a small world here. Good old New Zealand. They say there's 2 degrees of separation, meaning everyone kind of knows someone.
Yeah, well, you never know who you meet these days.
No, I know. Amy, what are you doing tonight?
I'm going out for dinner.
Where are you going?
Is this, Delapet's is a French restaurant.
That's, and it's in, where is it? In central Auckland.
Yeah.
That's cool. That is cool. All right, it's time for our second quiz.
Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing. So that is a, tell us a bit about it. I know you've talked about it before, but just remind everyone what Last Man Standing is, just in case. I don't know.
It's about, I think you know how a perfect man, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yep.
Yeah. So he's got three boys, now he's got three girls in this one.
In this one, yeah. So on Home Improvement, he had three boys.
Yeah, and now he's got three girls.
What were the boys' names on, this is not a quiz, by the way, but I'm trying to remember. What were the boys' names on Home Improvement?
Brad.
One. Yeah, he was
Mark
the oldest one.
And Randy.
That's right. Far out. Good memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite old, so.
And this wasn't a question, official question either, but what are the girls' names on Last Man Standing?
Do you want the real names or the characters?
Both.
Okay. Maddie is Molly.
Okay.
Crystal is Amanda Fuller.
Good idea.
All right.
And my favourite girl I like, Eve, who plays Caitlin Dever.
All right, cool. Let's crack into it then. So what kind of store chain, and just a reminder, sorry, before I ask the first question, Stephen and I and Stephanie are essentially guessing because we don't watch the show, but Amy, of course, will know the answer.
I will come many times.
So you'll get the final answer, Ames, but we're going to have a guess as well. So just let us try and guess first for a laugh, okay?
Okay.
What kind of store chain does Mike Baxter work for? Is it food, sporting goods, women's clothing, or photography equipment?
Sporting.
All right, we're going to guess food.
Okay.
Amy's guess.
It's like fish, and it's got outdoor man.
So it's going to be sporting goods?
Yeah.
By the sounds. Correct. What a surprise.
That's right.
That's right. All right.
You do watch that today. We don't even know.
We should. How many daughters does Mike have?
Three.
I think we've established that. Okay, we'll skip to the next one there. What is the name of the store that Mike works for? Stephen, what did you guess?
Can you go to the bathroom?
No.
Sorry about that. Are you sure?
Sure.
Why are you making funny faces?
All right, we're going to... That's all right, we're gonna hold for the answer there. But the options are that the store that Mike works for is either Everyday Man, Outdoor Man, Cameraman, or Ready Man. I'm going to have a guess there. Oh, Ames, I know you're dying
Everyday
to tell us
man.
The answer.
Yeah.
Everyday Man sounds pretty good. Amy?
Outdoor Man.
Outdoor Man, all right. Of course, that is correct. Where do the Baxters live?
That part, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a house. Son, it's a house.
Where do the Baxters live? So we're talking parts of America here, or states, actually. California, Oregon, Washington, or Colorado?
Colorado.
All right. Correct. What is Vanessa's favourite thing to drink?
Wine.
Is it... You didn't give us a chance to guess.
Sorry.
I'm going to guess wine. Okay.
Wine too.
Correct. We're all correct. What is the name of Kristen's son? Is it Tim, Keith, Boyd, or Michael? It's like Michael with an E. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Michael, Stephen, sorry. What is the name of Kristen's son? Tim, Keith, Boyd, or I'm going to say Michael.
Tim,
all right. We're going to guess...
Boyd.
Okay. What political party does Mike belong to? Republican, Independent, this is a hard one, Democrat, or it's impossible to know?
Impossible to know.
All right. That sounds like that. Oh, no. He's a Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't ask that part.
No, that's probably something they,
Out of the show.
Yeah, interesting. Who is the eldest Baxter daughter? This is one's for Stephen. Is it Eve, Kristen, Mandy, or they're triplets? Meaning they're the same age. So which is the eldest daughter? Eve, Kristen, or Mandy?
Mandy.
Kristen.
Okie dokie. Amy, you are correct. Mike is an alumni of which university? Is it alum? Do you guys know what an alumni is?
No.
No, actually. So I watched it. I don't know what it's about.
It means he went to that university and he's part of the alumni. It's like a club that you are part of forever after you go to. So which university basically did Mike go to? Is it Penn State, Ohio State, University of Michigan, or USC?
USC? Yeah. That's a guess. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I would say, okay. I was going to say that University of Michigan, because I know Tim Allen lives in Michigan. I used to live in Michigan, and he lived a couple of towns away from me.
Okay.
In a town called Petoskey. He has a big place up there. And funny fact, I actually worked with Tim Allen's niece.
Really?
Yeah, in real life.
Huh?
Yeah, his niece in real life.
Well, tell his niece, he's good.
yeah, I think, yeah. I only met her a couple of times. It was a really big place that we worked in, but she was a junior creative at the agency. Before becoming a teacher, what was Vanessa's profession? Was it a biologist, paleontologist, geologist, or chemist? So we'll let Stephen guess this one first. I know you might know.
Yeah.
Probably geologist.
All right.
Same.
Okay. Correct. Well done, Stephen and Amy. Yeah. Good guess. What college did Vanessa attend? Was it Ohio State University, Stanford, Princeton, or Florida State University?
Princeton.
It was actually Ohio State.
Ah.
Yeah. Who was
his fault?
Yeah. No, I watched it. I think. Well, I watched it again tonight.
Just two more questions here. Who was Boyd's father?
Oh, I know this.
Go for it.
Ryan.
It is Ryan. Okay, very last question here, guys. So what school does Eve want to attend after high school? Is it University of Michigan, West Point, Harvard, or Ohio State University? Can I take the first guess?
What?
I'm going to say Harvard.
No.
Is it University of Michigan, just like his dad?
No.
Oh, sorry, Eve, just like her dad. Stephen, what would you guess?
Probably University of Michigan.
I guess that one too, but apparently
it's air.
That's where?
Something. It's a plane.
Which school does Eve want to attend after high school? So it's a university.
Yes, can you say
it again? Ohio State University, Harvard, West Point, or University of Michigan? UM.
Ohio?
Yeah. Oh, it was actually West Point.
Oh.
In the series, part of Eve's storyline is her working extremely hard to get accepted into West Point, but unfortunately, spoiler alert, she is rejected.
Yeah, she didn't get it through, but she's gone through a different one as well.
Okay, well, there's always more. That's the thing. All right, well done. That was really good. The next song up, we have one that Stephen picked, and it's by Rod Stewart. Stephen, what song was that?
Forever Young.
Forever Young.
Do you want me to tell the story about this?
You can talk about it, Amy.
Let's hear that story as soon as we come back.
Okay.
On Speakeasy FM.
This is for Jay McCallum.
All right.
No, it's not for you. It's Twisting.
May the good Lord be with you down every road you roll, and may sunshine and happiness surround you when you're far from home. And may you grow to be proud
Speakeasy FM. We were just having a chat, Amy and I, about favourite things to cook in the kitchen. Amy, what's yours?
My favourite is cooking shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie? Oh, that's one of my favourites too. Your sister makes a good one of those.
Yeah. I made it from college.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to go to college in England.
Yeah, right. What was that called?
Shepherd's pie.
No, the college, I mean.
Stratford-upon-Avon College.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, I did drama there as well. I do drama cooking.
Yeah, I can see that. It's cool. One of my favourite things would be, something simple. Like a curry. I like a good curry.
Yeah. Well, I made it once for Liz's friends.
And how was it?
They loved it. They call me.
Stephen's taking a quick break. He'll be back shortly. I think we can play another song maybe while we wait.
Yeah.
Then we'll dive back into it. And we may even do one more quiz. We'll see how we go.
Yeah. Because we're really doing quite smooth before 12.
We've got a stand at the Speakeasy FM has a stand at the Devonport Christmas Expo, or it's the Christmas parade, really. But
yeah,
are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to going away and going on a cruise.
I bet you are.
And I'm looking forward to that baby nephew comes out.
Yes. So we're going to be down at the more details to come, but the Christmas parade in Devonport. We're going to have a stand down there. We're going to have the guys there. We're going to be doing a live feed, essentially. We're going to be, or at least recording.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. And then, yeah, we'd love to see everyone down there. If you come on down, we'll chat. We might even have some questions for you to put on air.
Well, we can actually bring Lizzie along with the baby.
She'll be there. Yep. No baby just yet. A few months away. But we'll be down there. In the meantime, anyway, we'll play a song. We'll play one by the Chili Peppers, actually, who have a new album out. This is not a new song, however. This is called Snow by the Chili's on Speakeasy FM. We'll see you shortly with Stephen, Amy and I in the room.
That I tried will ruin my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh, I got your hey, oh, now listen what that I really can go to the well once more, time to decide on when it's killing me, when I really see all that I need to look inside. Come to believe that I better not leave before I give my chance to ride. When it's killing me, what do I really need? All that I need to look inside. Hey, oh, listen what I say. I know the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa. Deep underneath the cover of another perfect wonder, where it's so white as snow. Blindly divided by a world so undecided, and there's no. There's nowhere to go.
FM. That was Red Hot Chili Peppers. Snow. Favourite foods, guys? Go. What's your favourite food, Stephen?
Chicken.
Oh, we need a microphone. One sec. Amy, what's yours?
I have spare ribs.
Spare ribs?
Yeah. I do. That's my real favourite.
Yeah.
What's
your mum's favourite food,
Amy? Lamb chops, my mum's favourite.
Well, she is an Icelandian. That would explain everything.
Can I say that on video?
Sorry, guys, I just had to reposition Stephen's mic.
And what's your mum's food, Amy?
Lamb chops.
That's actually a good lamb. You're a good lamb, Kate.
She's going to love that.
I hope so.
What's your favourite?
I hope she likes it.
I like spicy food, actually. I don't taste as much as some people do, I think. So I like food you can really taste.
Well, some people are a bit silly sometimes, eh?
Yeah, definitely. we're going to come back after a song with a quiz about Malcolm in the Middle.
Yay!
But first we're going to go to a song called I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Who's that one by? By Aerosmith. Sorry, here we go.
This is the dad of that film, real life.
It's a film, isn't it? Yeah, Armageddon, was it?
Yeah, Armageddon, yeah.
Let's check it out. All right.
It's for me and my dad.
Is it?
Yes.
It's for me and my dad. It's Amy and Joe on Speakeasy. That's the one.
For Joe McCallum, he's very handsome.
See you shortly.
Who does very handsome, baby?
Moment forever.
That was Aerosmith.
And the song's actually about me. The song is more like me and my dad.
Yeah, it's lovely, and it's on a film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Armageddon. Am I right by saying that? Armageddon?
Yeah, that's right.
I need to watch more films. I haven't seen much lately.
What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I'm just hanging out with Lizzie, your sister, my wife.
What's that tonight then?
Maybe I will. Yeah. I might make some music tonight as well, actually.
No, I'm jealous.
Well, you're going to dinner.
I might skip dinner. I might come back here.
All right, so we've got a couple of minutes left here. So we talked earlier about our favourite foods.
Yeah.
That was fun. Stephen, what did you say again?
About my favourite food?
Yeah.
Butter chicken.
Oh, yes, because I said something spicy like a curry, and that's basically on par with that.
What is Lizzie's favourite food?
She's got lots.
Yeah, I don't know that.
She likes fancy food. It's nice.
Yeah, it's a good bit of fancy food.
You're going on a cruise soon, Amy. Yeah. And I imagine there's lots of nice food on the boat.
Yeah, it's not really too fancy, like, is it?
The funny thing about a boat, though, is they have to have everything on board for all those people all the time. So it must be quite a...
big.
Yeah, and you obviously don't think about that when you're on the boat because that's not what you're paying for. You want to relax and eat food and just sort of take it for granted that it's there. But there must be so much staff in the background.
Yeah, I was wondering how they get those... Because they have, like, because we only went to the free ones.
You went to the free what?
Restaurants and...
Yeah, like there's different packages, I suppose.
And the food place, there's like a food court. But we went up here in a cruise, it was like a small one, not going to lie.
Yeah, I've never been on one, so I can only imagine. I've seen like documentaries or whatever about cruises, but...
It wasn't the best. There was nothing for me to do because I wasn't 18 and they wouldn't even let me sit bathe on the adult poolside because...
Because it's an adult poolside.
There's no spaces there.
I can.
Oh, okay.
I can now.
You can now, but yeah, I guess because you would have been... Oh, that's cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about your cruise, Ames, when you get back.
Yeah.
It isn't for a while yet.
Well, it's going to be a whole story about it for my holiday.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, everyone. This week's been great. We'll be back next week, as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You're awesome. And we'll see you
all soon.
Thank you.
I know a bit of a story about this.
What's that? Oh, the song? Yeah, all right, we're fading out. We're fading out with a song by Neil Diamond. It's called You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want me to tell us after?
Well, let's hear the story next week because we're out of time now.
Yeah, okay.
And but we'll come back in next week with that story, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, see you, everyone.
It's Neil Diamond.
Speakeasy FM.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. Used to hate to leave.
Feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
It used to be so natural. Talk about forever. What used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry. So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye?
stream it, listen on demand, pod it. Your favourite shows are waiting on planetaudio.org.nz.